welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlohan. Here's our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Sheldon.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good.
So listen, I'm excited because it's Memorial Day weekend.
It is cool. It's like, you know, the start.
I've never been a fan of the winter. That's the truth of the matter.
No, you are
long,
not.
Long, gray. If you live in the Northeast like we do, lousy. Not a big fan. Now we finally get into it. You know, it's time to plant the basil, time to get the tomatoes going. I always wait for Mother's Day. You know, once Mother's Day is over, time to plant.
That's the good.
So
the 15th.
I'm excited. I love, and the other thing I love is grilling. I love to be outside doing some fancy stuff on the grill. You know, I do pizza on the grill. I do all
you
kinds
do
of
everything
fun
on the grill.
I do lots of roasts on the grill. Mm-hmm. I roast chicken on the grill. All kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's kind of good.
See, I'm just out looking at everything blooming.
That's nice,
you
too.
You know, and
you're
the pollen
right.
And the allergies.
Well,
but
that's
I mean,
okay, but it's
all
still
the
nice.
Flowers are popping up. Everything's coming now.
Lawns are turning green.
Yep.
So it's a good thing all around. And, you know, this is a weekend that is one of those weekends we kind of mark the beginning, right? You know, we say, well, here's the beginning of the summer, which is wonderful. Even though it's not the official beginning, for us it kind of is. You know, it's when you kind of break out the shorts and say, all right, either way, we're grilling this weekend at some point or another. You know, that's good. I think it's a great thing. No matter where you live, no matter what you do, you know, we kind of get into a different pace right now. And that's an important thing. The meaning behind Memorial Day, of course, is remembering those who fought for us in war, helped secure our freedom. And there's that component of this weekend that we really have to recall sometimes, you know, think about those people. So we're going to look at remembering and the power of remembering and how God calls us to be these people of memory, which is an important thing, but also this beginning of summer, which is a great gift too. To start us off on a show about Memorial Day, here's Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days.
Turn on a boy.
think sometimes we look at those days that have passed and say, well, you know, those were the glory days. But I tend to be a kind of hopeful person. And I love this idea that hope does not disappoint. That's what's in the Bible. You know, St. Paul wrote that. Hope will never disappoint in the letter of the Romans. And, you know, it's an important thing to recognize in our lives that, yeah, we'll never be disappointed if we hope, because we can recognize that the glory days are still to come. You know, it's not over. It's not done. We're not finished. And every summer has the potential to be a great summer. Every time and holiday has the potential to be a rewarding thing and moment. So, yeah, we have to look to the good things that are happening and to recognize that. You know, I'm moving from the parish where I live this year, you know, so I'm still going to do the work on TV, and nothing's changing in that department. Nothing's changing here on the radio, but I'm just moving my residence. You know, the bishop asked me if I'd move to the cathedral in our diocese, you know, so I'm moving like to the main house, to the, you know, the main office in Battle Creek, Michigan, you know, that kind of thing. And interesting, though, like people say, oh, how are you going to do with that? Like, it's going to be a big change. Yeah, it's going to be fine. You know, it's going to be good. Like, I'm a hopeful person. And I find that if you can remain in hope, you know, amazing things can happen in our life. So, like, even as the summer begins, can we be people who remain in hope? Can we recognize the power of hope all around us and say, yeah, you know what? God's not finished with us. As long as we're here, he's working with us somehow. And somehow good things are going to come out of it. So it's about being that positive person that I think can change the world and certainly change our own hearts. Here's George Harrison, All Those Years Ago.
Shouting all about love. Well, they cheated you like a dog. And you were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give. They don't act with much honesty. I always looked up to
all those years ago. Well, you know, sometimes that happens in our lives. We kind of think about, you know, those were the days when we were all together and all that. But sometimes there's a memory that's very important from many years ago. And there's something really good about that. I mean, particularly, you know, if we've lost somebody in our lives, that ability to go back and remember them is such an important thing for all of us, right? To be able to go back, to be able to look at photos and to look at them with the warmth of our heart versus the brokenness of our heart. And there's a moment, I think, where we kind of come to that. I think where somehow a broken heart begins to heal, not perfectly, you know, with that scar in it, but we can look back at the great pictures and the great memories, and they become fond. They become warm versus harsh, you know? I can remember, you know, even when my mom passed away, I didn't want to see a lot of pictures because it made me so sad, incredibly sad, you know? But now it's not like that anymore. You know, when I see the pictures, I love it. I think it's fun to think back to all of the crazy days and all the fun holidays and all that kind of stuff. And it kind of gets warm. So that's that kind of transformation that happens. I think if we let God break into our mourning and our sadness, all of a sudden remembering is not a sad thing anymore. It's a beautiful thing. And we look back on those days and say, yeah, there was something great there and God was really with us. So hopefully that's happening for you. We got to pray for that, you know, that ability to kind of turn it around and recognize how healing can occur in our lives. Here's Steely Dan. This is called My Old School.
Yeah.
my old school, you know, reminds me of us going back. And I don't know if you've ever been to any of your reunions, like your high school reunion. I went to one. And by the way, like I was in the darn high school as a priest when the 10-year reunion came around. So I kind of felt bad that I didn't go to the other reunions, but always something came up. The first one, though, I wound up getting called to the hospital for an emergency with one of the other priests who I lived with, who subsequently passed away. So it was my 10-year reunion, and people were handing out cards and all of this stuff. And it was kind of an odd thing, you know? Like, it was kind of weird to be back with everybody, but something warm about it at the same time. So, yeah, you know, sometimes, I don't know, you don't always want to go back, right? Sometimes it's good about the fact that we've moved on. Sometimes it's something, you know, beautiful about the fact that we've left, you know, those days and we're on to other days, and that's okay. God continues to be with us in these days. You know, there's something good about that. Now and then I bunk into somebody from high school, I'm sure you do too, you know, and you say, oh, wow, I remember you, you know, you remember this situation or that teacher. There's something about it that's kind of a good thing. So I think in our lives, you know, we have these moments, but we can't go back. Like, I remember going back to my junior high school a couple of years ago. I think I told you all about that when the superintendent of schools was a former classmate of mine. He brings me back there. And the junior high was like this big place. When I got there, it was so little and crummy. Not because it was not clean or well kept. No, it was beautiful. But at the same time, you know, I was just thinking, wow, it's incredible that I was in this school and I thought it was so giant, you know? Because going back is hard. I think we have to push forward and look forward. And that's the beauty of remembering, that kind of calls us to remember the old days, but to move on to the present days, which matter as well. Here's another one just about that. It's David Bowie. It's called Golden Years.
Taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come for the baby.
This might be the last, that's all. Opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
come love the baby. In walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry, my sweet, don't break my heart. Doing all right, we've gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way.
Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all. Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come love up the baby. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
I'll stick with you, baby, for a thousand years. Nothing's gonna touch you in these golden years.
Go.
Yes.
kind of fun to look at life and say I'm in the golden years right now, you know? And it is kind of fun to do that. I mean, even walking around this radio station, you know, it's a fun thing. We come here every week, Sheldon and I, you know, we do the radio show. I mean, people, it's their work, and for us, it's our fun, you know? And we are the oldest people in this building at this point. You know, we're like the grandpas. But there's something great about it. You know, you look and say, these are the golden years. Like, no more establishing, no more worrying about who you are and who, how you're viewed. And you sort of come to this moment where you say, you know what, I am what I am, and this is a beautiful gift from God, and that's it, you know? I think it's a great moment when we come to that in our lives. It happens at different ages, right? It happens at different moments. Hopefully you can look in the mirror and be happy with what you see, or just be satisfied that you're alive, you know, like me probably. But there's something about that that's really very, very good. That I think we have to come to that moment where we say, yeah, you know what? The golden years are now, and I'm going to live every day to the fullest. I'm going to do the best I can with what I've been given by God. And that's an important thing to be able to do. I think, you know, our lives are ultimately kind of short, so we have to enjoy what we've been given and enjoy the people God's given us, particularly as we begin this new season. Here's Grateful Dead, this gold box of rain.
Heavy sky. What do you want me to do for you, to see you through? For this is all a dream we drew one afternoon long ago.
Box of rain will keep.
This song this weekend. I was like, Box of Rain. We play that on Religion and Rock, believe it or not. You know, there's something good about this song. I like it because it talks about dealing with the hardship sometimes. And like even a weekend like this where we place so much emphasis on, you know, being outside and barbecuing, you know, maybe where you live it's pouring rain. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. Ultimately, it's that change of season and that change of time that gives us a chance for a fresh start. I love those moments. You know, life has a lot of those. And I think even with our faith life, you know, we can restart, we can redirect, we can kind of get going again once again. And I think there's something important about that, you know, to restart and reignite our faith. And maybe this time of year is that exact moment because things begin to change. Life changes a little bit, slows down a little bit, you know, in some areas. Can we recognize, you know, yeah, it's about time that I enjoy a little bit. It's about time that I enjoy going to that wedding and see the depth of God's love in that wedding versus just going and getting it over with. You know, that kind of thing, enjoying what we're doing. Maybe we're not changing what we're doing, but just enjoying what we're doing more is going to make a big difference. Here's the Kinks, one of my favorites too, Celluloid Heroes.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in movies. Doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you've hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, cause he's liable to turn and bite. But stand close by Betty Davis, because hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, cause she's not very tough. She should have been made of vine or steel, but she was only made of flesh and stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard.
that you've hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid as you walk along Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really die.
This is one of those songs that's kind of lost its punch because we don't know Greta Garbo and all of these people that he's singing about. But the point is that there's a lot of people who've gone before us who we continue to enjoy to this very day. Think about musically how many times, we listen to the Beatles or something like that. We still enjoy them. That's another great part of remembering that, that music touches our lives and it never gets old, right? I can hear a song that's, 30 or 40 years old and just love it today like I loved it back then. So that's the beautiful gift, I think, of remembering, is that there's a certain present tense to remembering, believe it or not, that we can actually bring up things that kind of excite us and make meaning in our lives even right now. So that's a beautiful thing, no matter what your song is. That's a beautiful thing when that happens. And that's, I think, God coming in and helping us to make sense of life. Here's the band. This is called The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down.
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train till Stallman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the winter of 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down.
Singing, they went la 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 la
what you need and you leave the rest, but they should never have taken the very best. Tonight they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. Tonight they drove old Dixie down, and all the people were singing.
Senior Jim, you're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about remembering this week as we celebrate Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day is one of those moments where we're kind of called to be out a little bit more. And I think that mind, body, soul thing makes a big difference. I think if we're good to our body, our mind and our soul are kind of fresh too. There's something good about that. You know, I try to exercise a few times a week. It's a good thing for me. It helps a lot. I try to, you know, if I don't get to the gym, I try to walk and take a nice, you know, mile and a half, 2 mile walk. Those things kind of make a difference. I think every little bit helps. But I think, again, how we live our lives makes a big difference too. So maybe this is a time for a little more peace, maybe a little more reading, maybe a little reading of the scriptures. You know, all of that stuff can help us in so many ways. So that's the way we kind of figure out this new season and how to make the best of it. And here's Bob Seger. This is called Old Time Rock and Roll.
Jimmy!
I guess all of us have certain traditions that are part of Memorial Day weekend, right? I mean, it's probably having some people over and doing some great things. You know, it's also First Communion time. It's wedding time. It's time of a lot of baptisms. I have baptism this weekend. You know, there's something great about that. I think people come together for different reasons, but they use Memorial Day as a weekend to do it. Like, so let's get together that weekend. It'll be a good weekend to get together. And I think those are always moments where we can develop our relationship with God, our relationship with our family and our friends even more deeply. And there's something very important about that. You know, this weekend is a weekend not just about hamburgers and hot dogs. It's about the people who are behind the hamburgers and hot dogs, you know, and those are the people God has given us. So we're called to be grateful to God for those people. Do you ever thank God for the people that are in your life? It's incredible when you think about the people God places in our lives, these angels who kind of push us through. You know, there's something so important about that. And I think we really have to recognize it and be grateful to God for the people that he does give us, because, you know, nobody goes through life alone. Ultimately, we have lots of people there. If we're willing to look and develop those relationships and kind of reach out and take the risk, amazing things happen. I think that's what we're called to do. Hey, here's the Allman Brothers. This is called No One to Run With.
My friend, go someplace
You know, it's admittedly hard to change your friends and change your social circle. Not easy to do, particularly if you've moved or if you've changed jobs or schools. You know, it's not an easy thing to reestablish ourselves. I think of that all the time. Like, I've kind of grown up and lived on Long Island in New York my whole life, you know, and I've never really been very far from home, so I kind of know everything like the back of my hand. What's it like to live all over the country? What's it like to move to three or four different places in a lifetime? Most of you have probably done that. You know, I'm probably the oddball in this. There's something very interesting about that. There's something very powerful about the fact that our memories travel with us, you know, and that's a great gift to recognize, that in the midst of our lives, in the midst of change, in the midst of a little turmoil now and then, our memories travel with us, and there's something really powerful about that. Like that, you don't have to pack. It kind of comes with us all the time. You don't need it on an iPhone or an iPad or anything like that. No, you don't need a memory stick, you know, because we have it, and it's a part of our life. So we thank God for that, you know, and recall it and cherish it, because that's what we kind of carry into the future. That's part of the great energy that we carry into the future with our faith and with and living all these love relationships we have. Is such a beautiful thing that we kind of carry that forward. Here's Def Leppard. This is called Photograph. is what we call a little classic rock for you today to start us up. That's a good one. It's a good song. You know, it's important in our lives that we have those photographs around, photographs in our heads, you know, that we kind of can remember and conjure up great moments, but also around. I don't know if you have them framed in your house or your apartment or at your desk. I leave pictures around. I love that idea. I love having them on my phone, too, now that our phones can take pictures so easily, right? It's a great, great gift because those are those reminders. If, in many ways, they're like the prayer cards that call us to be grateful to God for the people in our lives. So we're a blessed people. You know, we celebrate the summer is coming now, and it's a weekend to remember those great people in our lives who've kind of made us who we are, but also to remember the wonderful people who fought for our freedom and to be grateful to God, say a prayer for our country and all those in military service that they can continue that great work that they do for us, and to remember those who have gone before us that can kind of help us to continue to do the best we can in this world with a little piece of God's, you know, creation that we've been entrusted with. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughn, and it's engineered and produced by Mr. Remembering, Mr. Hamburger and Hot Dog, Stephen Shaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.